So let's talk a little bit about your cases.
This case is a 64-year-old woman who, this is a real case, and that's what's always important. And this is a woman who had presented as a premenopausal breast cancer, had actually gotten AC chemotherapy, and had been on a study looking at tamoxifen or not, because that was still a question. And long time later, like almost 20 years later, relapsed in bones with a big pelvic mass. As typical of a lot of these cases, she'd had grumbling constipation for a while, hadn't even thought that it was her breast cancer, but was diagnosed with metastatic disease. And I actually have to tell you that this patient was put on Paloma too. So she's actually a clinical trial case, but we know she was randomized to the CDK4/6 inhibitor by her counts. She had presented with hydronephrosis, has stents in, and she's had a very, very good response to palbociclib. And the crucial issue of this case is that she's had a good response. She's now 3 years out with a good response, but she's got recurrent urinary tract infections. And I think for the clinician, the question of infection with CDK4/6 inhibitors is really the question. First of all, what I think is important is that the neutropenia we see is not like the neutropenia with chemo. It recovers very quickly when they go off the CDK4/6. You don't see a lot of febrile neutropenia. You don't usually have to do a lot. Many patients have to have a dose decrease with both palbociclib or ribociclib, but with the dose decrease, they usually do well. You don't need to use cytokine support, which is important. I think that's important.